boxes of masters.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to the best sports podcast in the world. Back from contract disputes, fights with their agents, fights with the boss, we got the full tripod in the house. JB, welcome back.
How we doing?
Hello, sir.
Doing good, doing good. How's quarantine life treating you? The world has changed since we last talked. How's it going for you guys?
A lot of video games. A lot of headaches. Kids are driving me nuts.
Yeah, how's schooling going? How's that all that going? Parents working all same time?
Well, I'm not working, so it don't matter, but it's different for sure.
Hannah's homework's really easy. Haley's has to do a lot.
Gotcha. All right, so we're going to cover just a smorgasbord of topics. We want to entertain the masses. We don't have a lot of sports, so we're just going to kind of cover some different things. The first thing on my list is they did a all-NBA jam team for Kentucky basketball. And what that means is you take two players off a team. So we would be Indiana, and we would look at the historical teams and which two players would you take in an NBA Jam style setting. Jay, I'll start with you. I mean, I think we can just go with our lifetime, so maybe 80s, 90s, 2000. I mean, I can't speak for, like, Kent Benson or anything like that. But, Jay, who do you think?
I went with Calvert Chaney and Albert Allen Henderson. Chaney, big 10 leading scorer. Henderson was really good. If he doesn't get hurt, they'd probably win the title. As far as NBA Jam goes, you'd have a guard that could do everything. I think that'd be the best tandem you could come up with for all of you.
Logan?
I was going to go with Calvert Chaney as well, but I was going to team him up with Damon Bailey. You got shooting from both guys. Everybody knows in NBA Jam, if you get on fire, it's over. And Calvert Chaney was such a good shooter anyway that he'd have Curry range. So that's where my two.
I like both of those. I actually like Logan's a little better with Damon Bailey. I kind of like a big like Watford who can shoot. And then give me Oladipo. I think that would be a great tandem on NBA. Got some length. You got athleticism. You're going to be Oladipo 360s to the ceiling, jamming it down. So I like those two. Any other thoughts on anybody else that would be fun to play with on NBA Jam? No. Okay.
I'm sure Williams would have decent fun. He's raw weather.
Yeah, that's where I was in the neighborhood of Oladipo. He could still shoot a little bit better than Troy, but Troy would be fun. Logan, you got anybody else?
No. He's not notorious for athletic players.
So. Well, yeah. NBA players, we've been not very good with the talent we've had in college. Next thing I wanted to cover is they're talking about moving the playoffs into either like a Vegas casino banquet hall or KFC Yum Center in Louisville because they have a practice facility. How do you guys feel about the NBA playoffs in Louisville, Logan?
It'd be very interesting. I mean, they take away the home court advantage aspect of it all, but I'm not opposed to it by any means. I mean, if they can, anyway, at this point, anyway, they can get the playoffs in and ran fairly regularly, I'm all for it.
Yeah, and I think the whole thing is they're not going to have fans anyways, probably.
Right.
So, you know, you have a neutral court, you just have everybody safe and quarantined, and, you know, only essential employees have access to the arena, so you limit your risk to the virus. I love it. I mean, I think Louisville would be a great spot, middle of the country. I know with air flights, it doesn't really matter, but they do have a nice facility there. I think it'd be perfect. Jay, what do you think?
I just waited out. There's no need to play at a neutral site for the NBA. I mean, this will be over at some point. I don't think there's really a timetable for anything. I think if you wait until June or July, you're just pushing everything back, and then you'll just push back the next season, started at Christmas.
Yeah, I think, if it's only a month or two out, then yeah, okay, go ahead and wait it out. But if you're talking September, October-ish, yeah, you need to figure out a way to get it in.
Well, that's the interesting point, like, against Jay's type. I mean, if you wait long enough, at some point you just risk canceling, unless you are just ready to alternate, you know. Maybe the NBA should start, like, January anyways, go more farther in the summer, cover up the baseball months. I would love this. I would love more summer-fall NBA that matters, you know. I don't pay attention to the NBA until after college football is over. So if you start the NBA season in January after the bowl games and run it from... That would be awesome.
I'm looking at trying to push it back to Christmas Day being the start of the regular season anyway.
I'm all for that.
Christmas Day games being your day one, and you start out with some big games right out the gate, and that pushes, you know, past football season. You know, football season then is only a month of competitiveness with them, and, you know, and everything seems to flow better sports-wise that way.
Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would just push it back. We've already missed out on the biggest tournament. You don't want to miss out on it, but I just think one location would kind of be silly.
Yeah, could you imagine a LeBron chase down block and no one's there to cheer it? It's just dead. I can't. A big game winning three and everybody's like standing there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I mean, watching wrestling is just wild right now with nobody there.
So in the news recently, they've talked about how colleges are going to struggle and probably not meet budgets if they don't have college football. So I think for fans, we are going to see college football just because these universities can't survive without it. When do you guys see college starting? I mean, I think if you're turning, there's rumors now that they're turning facilities into makeshift hospitals. So like, practice facilities are going to have hospital beds, so they've already moved summer school to the internet. It doesn't look like they're going to start on time to me. What do you guys think, Jay?
They might not start exactly on time, but, I mean, they're kind of pushing that way. I mean, it's more of a business than I think people realize. Dabo's already saying it's going to start. He's already on planes flying around. I believe it'll start at most a month late, but I could easily see it start on time, especially with the way NFL's going. I think they're going to try to be the makeshift for everything, and I mean, it's definitely a moneymaker. And then these other college sports could even be involved if it wasn't for college football, especially at a lot of these locations.
Yeah, and the only problem is if you start it, and I think this is, we'll see how this plays out, but it takes one football team. It takes like a Clemson who gets coronavirus. The whole team gets it. What do you do? You know, you're starting all over, and it just could be a disaster if you start too soon. But I don't know how you can really avoid it at this point. It's already, unless we have a vaccine, of course.
Well, I mean, the big thing is, the college kids, at that age, I probably wouldn't have either. But, I mean, they're not taking it serious now. They're breaking up parties on IU campus. So, I mean, it's not.
Right.
Football practice isn't going to give him corona. It's just being a kid.
Yep. B, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the same thing with Jay. I really don't think that it starts late at all. I think it starts on time normal. Just from what they're saying and what we've been seeing numbers-wise with the coronavirus, I mean, I think we're going to get through the hard part of it here in the next month. And after that, it'll just be clean up. And I think by August, things are pretty well back to normal, the latest.
And I kind of agree with you guys. I think what's great, though, is IU's really been preparing this for years if they don't have fans, you know? A quiet stadium suits us just well. So, I think we could go to the Rose Bowl, boys, if there's no... The Big House, they're going to be like, it's so quiet, man.
We can't play.
Memorial Stadium, they're going to be like, this is about normal.
If there's any year we got a shot, it's this one.
Yeah, it is. We've been seeing... these sports trying to adapt in this dead period, ESPN and NASCAR has thrown some races out there. The NBA is doing the tournament with players all on esports. Do you guys see esports making a jump? Does this springboard esports into the mainstream where this is a weekly thing, maybe Thursday night esports on ESPN or something like that? I'm just making that up, but Logan, what do you think? Do you think we see esports in the mainstream after this?
I absolutely do not. I think once everything gets back to normal, nobody's going to care what race car drivers are playing video games. I mean, you're going to go back to watching your NFL on Sundays and Mondays, your college football on Saturdays and Thursdays or whatever nights they're on. It's not going to be some new fad that takes over the sports world by any means.
Jay, do you agree with B's sentiments on the esports?
I mean, I think maybe not. As far as watching it, I think at some point it will, because kids watch people play video games on YouTube now. It's kind of like apparently it's a thing. I don't, Fortnite. There's $1 million tournament. I think it's growing. I could see it. I don't see sports, maybe. I don't think people watch that per se. But, I think Fortnite, Call of Duty, I wouldn't say weekly, but I bet there's an annual tournament that'll get quite the turnout.
Yeah, there's already, it's already on TV. If you search hard enough on your guide, you can find esports. I think there's two parts. I think you're both kind of correct. I watched that, some of the 2K tournament with the players. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. It's not fun. The players talk the whole time. They don't, it's kind of pseudo trash talk. It's not entertaining at all, and it's not fun. I've seen a couple Fortnite stuff on Twitch. It is better to watch. But Jay's right. The younger generation does watch this religiously, and it's all streamed. So I doubt ESPN or any of these networks are going to miss out on money from streaming devices like Twitch. So it will happen. I don't know if coronavirus will be a springboard for it, though. It's just going to happen naturally, just because
I don't think it's going to be a TV thing. I think it's more of these, you stream it, you watch it on YouTube, you watch it on other devices.
Right.
So I don't see ESPN becoming this thing, but I think it's more than what we realize because we don't do it. But I think it's something that, people have millions of YouTube subscribers, but you can watch it on YouTube. Why would you watch it on ESPN?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me if it was an ESPN Plus or even an ESPN eSports network. They could make it they have all these subcategories of ESPN now anyway, so I could see them doing that. I don't know if you'll see it on ESPN Monday Night Football, going against Monday Night Football, but...
But you gotta ask yourself, would it be beneficial for them money-wise to make any channel like that? Would it draw enough interest from the younger kids to add a specific channel for that?
Not now, but when those kids are 30 years old or our age and they have disposable income and they're buying stuff, maybe. And who knows where the platform was. I think a lot of it's just presentation. Can you get the audience to understand what's going on with the general viewer? The problem is when I turn on to some of these things, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who's winning. I don't know strategy. So that's the problem, is you have to find a mass audience and how to explain that. And someone who doesn't know football can turn it on and you have a yellow line showing you where the first down is, and you have, so it's just stuff like that that they would have to work out. I think it could work. I'd say it's 10 years into the future probably. Well, boys, that's the last topic I had. I do have a rant. Should we just go to the rant, or do you guys got anything else?
I'm ready for this to be over.
All right, boys.
It's tough. Just everything going on, no sports. It's rough.
Do you guys feel a depression setting in?
Not for me. I could see people that are by themselves. People that are used to going out, being tough, being younger, I'm sure it's terrible. I think it's just, I mean, for us, sports takes up our lives. So, I mean, this is where it's just, yeah. I can't imagine being a high school senior. It'd be terrible. But,
you know, it's rough. I haven't seen someone I've known besides Melissa and Kelsey for like 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, no coworkers. The only person I see is like the random DoorDash driver that drops food off at our house. I mean, and that's kind of that. Like, that's kind of depressing to me. There's no social interaction really besides with, you know, my two closest family members. So
yeah.
That does stink. Logan, your family doing all right?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. Sitting at home, and Misty's working from home, so we're all here.
Yeah. Drives you crazy, don't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me get to the rant, boys. I've been thinking about this. On social media, I had to delete some Twitter for a week because I just got fired up on it. Social distancing. Let's talk about this. I understand it's very important. Most of you don't know my politics, but I am a Democrat. I am on the left. The reason I'm on the left is because we're supposed to be the party of the people, the common person. I see the liberal left attacking everybody that sets foot outside the door. Social distancing is a privilege. Social distancing means you have a house in the suburbs that's not around people. It means you can get in your car and you can go to the grocery store without another person because you have two parents in the household. Stop attacking single parents for bringing their kids in the grocery store. Sometimes that has to happen. You know, we attack all these people. Oh, I just saw someone walking down the street. Well, maybe they're depressed and they want sunlight. Maybe they're avoiding having a drink in their house because they're an alcoholic. Stop judging people for having social interaction. People are just doing the best they can in the environment they're living in. And the fact that you're not running around, that's great. But the fact someone else is, doesn't mean they're a terrible person. Doesn't mean that you'd be arrested. It just means that they're doing the best they can in the environment. We haven't done this yet. We've never done this before. It's a first time, and if you're scared of the virus, you're 65 years old, I understand that completely. Stay in your house. But just because someone else is out, because someone's working, because someone's an essential employee, because someone's out at the grocery store, do not be that turd that is on the internet railing against people. I saw this person. Here's the picture of them in the park. What are they doing in the park? Look at these trails. Look at the parking lot. There's three kids in there. Stop being the police. You're not the police. Just do your job. Let everybody else do theirs. And that's all you have to do. And we'll get through this together. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, some people still have to be out. Central employees and stuff like that. So it's hard to really judge. But I mean, I know what you mean. I mean, there's people that are just going to judge and be that way. I mean, Jemele Hill is the biggest sports thing that I've seen where she bashed Robert Kraft for doing what he's doing when he donated all those masks. And it's like, I mean, he's still helping out no matter who he voted for because he's a Trump supporter.
Right.
So I mean, there's just people that are going to find a negative in anything. It's more of, if you're unhealthy, it's really a scary thing, but if you're more of a healthy person, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, that Jemele Hill, that's kind of what I'm saying. It's like, stop judging people. Just everybody be nice to each other, and we'll be fine. B, you got any final thoughts?
No, I'm 100% with you. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but a mutual friend of all three of ours posted the same thing. She's a single mom on Facebook, and so she has no choice but to take her kid in the grocery store with her or to go wherever it is that she has to go. And yet then she's always getting stares, and I guess she had one person actually say something to her about having her kid in the store. And it's like, you know, some people don't have a choice. Like, you know, you got to do what's best. You still have to go to the grocery store. You still have to get food. Your kids still have to eat. And these people out there that are judging people for taking their kids in places or whatever it is just ridiculous.
All right. Well, that was good. And I appreciate you guys joining me. Maybe we'll do this more often for our fans. They've been calling my house nonstop. Calling the landline.
I hear you, man.
All right. Well, you guys stay safe, and hopefully I'll see you guys on the other side of this.
Sounds good.
See ya. See you guys.
See you.